Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its crop report Thursday for the period from July 14th to 20th. What did we see happening across the province over this past week or so?
Well, most areas of the province are getting some warmer and drier conditions this week, and that's definitely helped to improve the crop development and allowed haying to proceed. However, there has been some localized thunderstorms that have caused damage to crops and property in some regions. Warmer temperatures and higher humidity also created favorable conditions for disease development, so many producers are now applying some fungicides to try and suppress the disease pressure that's out there and proactively spraying to reduce the risk of further disease development.
Overall, how have crops been progressing and what are the factors there?
So, as I mentioned, like the warmer weather is helping crops develop and bring them along closer to normal stages for this time of year. Fall cereals have the largest percentage of acres that are at near normal stages of development, while oilseeds, spring cereals, and annual forages remain with the largest percentages of crops that are behind. However, this translates into about one quarter to two thirds of those acres that are behind normal stages of development.
How have rainfall amounts varied across the province, and what impact is that rain having on the crops, and what are the factors there?
So the highest rainfall received was in the Benfe area with about 126 millimeters, and that was due to a localized storm. But there was also a storm up in Meadow Lake area that dumped about 73 millimeters on them. The Lampman area recorded about 48 millimeters, and there are many areas across the province that had anywhere from 25 to 45 millimeters, which is significant.
What are we seeing in terms of weather-related damage? What have been the main contributors throughout the season? And what do we know about the extent of those losses at this point?
So the main damage that is being reported this week is minor to severe damage from flooding, heat, wind, and hail, of course, from the storms. Govers and cabbage seed pod weevil have caused some minor to moderate damage to crops, as well as other minor damage from insect pests. The localized storms and strong winds have led cereal crops to be lodged across many regions of the province. And any areas that have remained wet for most of the season, the root rots and seedling diseases and other diseases, of course, are causing minor to moderate damage.
What can we expect to see happening over the next week or so?
Well, producers are of course, getting out looking and scouting for disease and insect pressures and that sort of thing, and addressing them as they come along, as well as spraying some fungicides to proactively prevent diseases from developing. And harvest is just around the corner, so a lot of guys will be out getting equipment ready and whatnot for harvest.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Just that producers keep safety top of mind while working on or in the field and moving equipment.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Kim Stonehouse, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.